And today we'll explore the metta practice in relationship to all beings. The practice as we've been exploring it has been kind of the standard Theravada method of metta practice, which comes from the commentaries more than from the suttas, using the categories of beings to, I think that from my perspective, one of the real benefits of this method is that we really do get to see where the rub is with individual beings before we explore opening to all beings. The teachings in the suttas basically just express this: one should abide pervading the directions with loving kindness. And it can be a little bit easy to deceive ourselves, to delude ourselves, that we are sitting in the midst of like, oh yeah, I do wish all beings to be happy. But if a particular being were to come to mind, maybe not that person. And so the use of self, benefactor, dear friend begins to help us to see, first of all, where it's generally somewhat easier. With benefactor, often it's easier. With self, for some of us, it's not as easy. But then we get to the dear friend, and with someone that we often think it should be easy, we often remember incidences. Oh, but they did that thing. And it kind of gets in the way of our open heart. And so we do see where the rub is. We see that with specific individuals, it may not be so easy to just simply say, oh yes, may all beings be happy. And so we explore the specifics in this way with the teachings from the commentary to help us recognize where we may have a little bit of challenge with the feeling of metta in offering metta to particular beings. And so going through the neutral person, sometimes that's more a sense of maybe not caring so much, or, you know, not feeling a connection. For others, it may actually feel easier to offer metta to a neutral person because there isn't the specific. You know, in some ways, the neutral person is really a stand-in for all beings, because the vast majority of the beings on the planet are kind of neutral to us. You know, we don't know the vast majority of the beings. And so that neutral person kind of begins to point to any rub we might have about sending this quality or connecting with this wish for, deep wish for well-being for all beings. And with the neutral person too, we realize that we have to connect more. The connection with a neutral person, with somebody we don't know, the connection needs to come more from the place of just our common humanity, our shared humanity. That sitting here in this practice, in the Vipassana practice, looking at our own minds and our own hearts, we see what goes on in our own minds and our own hearts, and how hard it is to be a human being. What our joys and sorrows are like at a human level. And that's the level at which we can connect with all beings. It's just our common humanity. And then, of course, the difficult person really begins to reveal the rub at times of where it's really hard to wish this person well. I'm beginning to recognize that we can not close somebody, not close a being out of our hearts, even if actions of that being have been unskillful. And so wishing a difficult person well isn't about saying or having to convert any sense of of, you know, something that person did maybe was unskillful, we don't have to like dismiss that or push that under the rug, but what we explore is not closing our hearts to beings even though there have been unskillful actions. And we can see this in our own hearts and minds too, that we have behaved unskillfully at times. And again, the humanness of that. And so some sense of keeping the heart open even for challenging beings. And so in exploring the metta to all beings, we are taking in all of these categories of beings. It can sometimes, there's different ways to explore metta to all beings. We can simply express, use the phrases, continue to use the phrases, may all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be safe. May all beings live with ease. And just continuing with this holding of all beings in mind. And yet it can be challenging to kind of envision all beings. And so one way I've practiced with that particular form is to just allow my mind to wander through the planet and let those phrases come, and then just let my mind envision beings, living human beings, non-human beings, envision insects and spiders and snakes, and envision this person or that person. And so we can just let the metta be infused with a little bit of specificity as we let our mind kind of roam through the world of beings. Another way to express the wishes for all beings is to, there's some certain phrases that kind of help us to connect to all beings in different ways. May all beings be happy. May all breathing beings be happy. And for me, that actually evoked something different in a way. May all breathing beings be happy. May all living beings be happy. May all personalities be happy. They're just different ways to frame or language all beings in our minds. And sometimes that evokes something for us that can support the quality of metta. The way that the metta is taught in the suttas, this kind of in the directions, This is the way I'd really like to explore today, too, or kind of the main way I'd like to explore in the guided meditation, is this use of directions for the metta practice. The texts say, and I think you've chanted this, at least those of you who've been here in the evenings may have chanted this. I'll read this part with respect to loving kindness. I will abide pervading one quarter. And one quarter here means like a quarter section of space. So the quarter of space in front of us, if we're dividing the space, this 360-degree space around us, in four pie-shaped pieces, front quarter to the first side, to the back, to the second side, and then above and below. So this is the instructions. This is what this is pointing to. I will abide pervading one quarter with a mind imbued with kindness. Likewise, the second quarter, the second direction. Likewise, the third. Likewise, the fourth. So above and below, around and everywhere. And to all us, to myself. I will abide, pervading the all-encompassing world with a mind imbued with loving-kindness, abundant, exalted, immeasurable, without hostility and without ill will. So the teacher who I first really connected with the radiating metta practice with was Bhikkhu Anālayo. He uses the sutta teachings in his practice for metta. And so that's a piece of what I'd like to offer in the guided meditation, is how he explores that. And the way it starts is basically to connect to something that gives you a taste of the flavor of metta. In one of the questions in the morning, somebody asked about, in doing the metta practice, there was times when it just felt like the feeling was there. And it felt really good. And so then there was this question about, well, is that kind of cheating? Or is this like not what I'm supposed to be doing if I'm supposed to be sending it to others? Well, in this form of practice, that's where we start. Connecting with this feeling as best we can. And then exploring the possibility of just letting that feeling kind of spread out in space in this direction to the front, as far as it wants to go. And in this style of practice, it's not that we are even necessarily needing to think about the beings. This is about feeling the quality and allowing the quality to expand as far as it wants to into space. And it's our image, or at least my image of this, is kind of like whatever beings are in that space, they get that metta. And so it's pervading the space, and this is what the teachings here, I will abide pervading one quarter, what the teachings in the suttas encourage about this practice. I will abide pervading one quarter with a mind imbued with kindness. It's not particularly pointing to any particular beings, and yet as we pervade the space, the sense of the metta kind of washing over whoever's in that space, whatever beings in the air, walking around on the ground, small beings, medium-sized beings, large beings, beings seen and unseen. So the sense of just allowing that feeling to spread. And when Bhikkhu Anālayo taught this, the thing that really struck with me is that he encouraged not trying to push the metta out. But he said, as if you've just got a curtain, you just gently, if you had a light behind a curtain, if you gently just open the curtain part way, that light would just expand, spread into the space. If the light is like a candle, it may spread so far. If it's a spotlight, it may spread further. And we don't have to try to have an agenda to push the metta. It's more just like allowing it to go as far as it wants to in this form of practice. So we'll explore this in the guided meditation, but to begin with, what I'm going to do is also offer, so there's really two parts to this guided meditation. One is a technique of basically allowing the individuals that we have been working with to kind of come together. We'll call them up one by one and you know, your self, your benefactor, your dear friend, your neutral person, your difficult person, we'll call them up, and it'll be as if we're creating a little group of folks standing with us. And then explore the possibility of offering metta for this group. Because this group essentially is kind of like there's a stand-in for the whole variety of different kinds of beings that are out there for us. And so it's just a way into kind of beginning to generate some of this quality of metta. And then we'll shift on to the directional practice. And so allowing yourself to find a comfortable posture, relaxed posture. And it is often helpful to let the attention rest in the area of the heart, maybe having the feeling of breathing through the heart center. And just opening to whatever is there. An act of kindness to yourself to not have to have it be any different than it already is. And so that itself is metta for yourself, this allowing your heart to be as it is. And allowing yourself to call yourself to mind, however that is easiest for you, to either just this experience of sitting here, or maybe an image of yourself, putting your hand on your heart if it's supportive to connect to this area. And we'll start with this, the practice with the phrases, just for yourself for a few moments. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I be safe. May I live with ease. And letting yourself see how that lands in this area of your heart to make those wishes. For, say, another minute or so, just in whatever phrases are most resonant for you, wishing yourself well. Now, allowing your benefactor to join you, either standing face to face or side to side, whatever feels most comfortable for you, letting your benefactor in your imagination stand or sit or lie with you. And allowing your benefactor in this to join with you in offering both of you. May we be happy. May we be healthy. May we be safe. May we live with ease. This begins to evoke part of the quality of metta, not being exclusive. That in wishing metta to more than ourselves, we are also wishing it for ourselves. May we be happy. Taking another few minutes to connect with your benefactor in this way. The two of you offering metta to each other. And then allowing your dear friend to join you. The three of you standing together. May we be happy. May we be healthy. May we be safe. May we live with ease. It can be fine, too, to play with in your imagination where you are located on the planet. And allowing your neutral person to join the circle, join the group, however you find yourselves situated. And if you can't have a sense of the neutral person or don't have a sense of the neutral person joining in, that's fine. Just continuing with this reflection. The four of you standing together. May we be happy. May we be healthy. May we be safe. May we live with ease. To me, this also evokes that this metta, the metta quality, is not giving over our happiness for the happiness of others. It is a mutual wish for all of us to be happy. And then letting the person with whom you have some difficulty also join the group. And exploring the possibility of continuing the wish. May we all be happy. May we all be healthy. May we all be safe. May we all live with ease. And continuing for a few minutes to explore this offering of well-wishing to each other. Whatever words or phrases is most resonant for you. if you have in this exploration a taste of even a small kind of sense of open-heartedness or well-wishing, that can be the starting point for the next part. And if this part has been challenging for you, then I invite you to bring to mind a being that makes you smile. And that smile, that quality, that's where we can begin here. And so with that quality, however subtle or however it may feel for you, first, an exploration of recognizing that the feeling is inside, perhaps a feeling of it being inside, and allowing that feeling to just like spread from wherever it is through the tissues, through the heart, maybe through the chest and bones of the body in the front of your body. And as it is possible, maybe envisioning this curtain that Anālaya talked about, drawing back a curtain and allowing that feeling to just spread as far through this body and into space, maybe like bubbling off of the body into space, as far as it wants to go. Sometimes in doing this, I have a sense that it just goes maybe a few inches out, sometimes further, sometimes more expansively, and this fluctuates. So just connecting to this feeling and you can refresh the feeling if you wish, contemplating your group of five wishing each other well, or this being that makes you smile. And then letting the feeling expand into space in front of you, as far as it wants to go. And then allowing the curtain to open a little further to the second quarter. Letting the feeling pervade through that part of the body in that direction. Bubbling, rippling, perhaps a feeling of waves or just energy moving outwards in space to the side as far as it wants to go. And any beings in that space, seen or unseen, small, medium, or large, they get to participate in that quality. And allowing the curtain to open still further around the third quarter to behind you. Exploring, letting the metta also, the feeling also pervade through the tissues and bones and spaces of the body in the backwards direction. Bubbling off, rippling off the body in the rear, as well as to the front and side, just as far as it wants to go. Sometimes in my exploration of this, there's a sense of certain directions being easier than others, and that's fine. Just know how it is for each direction. In a way, this is kind of analogous to expanding our awareness. We're allowing our metta to expand as far as it wants to go. And I find relaxation really helpful here. We're not pushing. And then allowing the curtain to be open to the fourth direction. Allowing the feeling to kind of penetrate through the body. I kind of think of it as in the heart, just penetrating through the spaces and tissues and bones of that side of the body. Maybe tingling or bubbling or rippling through the body and bubbling off the surface of the body, expanding into space as far as it wants to go. To the front, to the first side, to the rear, to the second side. This is allowing the feeling and letting it expand as it wishes. And then, as though there were a curtain underneath you, also letting that quality pervade the body in the direction down towards the floor, towards the earth. And allowing the metta to go through the earth as far as it wants to go. We don't have to think about the earth as being a block. It's like it's very porous, the earth. The metta can go right through it. And then the final direction above, allowing, gently drawing back the curtain above us, allowing the feeling to move through the body upwards, through the shoulders and neck and head and off the top of the head into space. In all directions. However far the quality can wishes to expand. To the front, to the side, to the back, to the other side, below and above, in all directions. And if it feels like it dims or weakens, just refreshing the connection with the quality, whatever way is supportive for you. It may be through the use of a couple of phrases or thinking of a particular being that makes you smile, or thinking about your benefactor offering you metta. And then let that feeling spread as far as it wants to, into space, all directions.